Welcome back to the Weekend Hour with Pat Williams on FM 96.5 News Talk WDBO. Now, here's your host, Pat Williams.
Michael Mobison is with us. We're talking about his book, The Success Equation. Michael, you were just about to get into Michael Lewis, take off. Run with it, please.
Exactly. So what I was saying is a useful statistic is one that's persistent and predictive. Let me make it concrete. Michael Lewis talked about this a bit in Moneyball. So batting average versus on-base percentage. So if you look at batting average from one season to the next, so a player's 2012 batting average versus 2011, turns out that on-base percentage is much higher correlated from year to year. That means it's more persistent and typically more indicative of skill. The second thing is, what are we trying to use batting average for, on-base percentage? And that is to predict run production. And it turns out on-base percentage correlates better with run production than does batting average. So on-base percentage is both more persistent and more predictive, and hence it's going to be a more useful statistic. Now, key to the Moneyball story is that it was also undervalued in the marketplace, which made it an opportunity for them to try to put together a team on the cheap. But those are the key things for whether you're in business or sports or even investing, focusing on statistics that are persistent and predictive.
Building skill. We got four more topics we're going to try and hit here, Michael. Building skill and then dealing with luck. Can you combine those two? Do they go together?
Sure. Building skill, the key is if you're close to the full skill side of the continuum, it's this idea called deliberate practice, which is you work hard at something with really good guidance and feedback. If there's more randomness in the system, you have to focus on your process. So, for example, if you're going to go play blackjack and you want to do well, I focus less on how you win, whether you win a particular hand or not, and I focus much more on how intelligently you play your cards. So that's really the skill thing, is where you are in the continuum to some degree dictates how you think about building your skill. The way I define luck at the outset, there's really no way to improve your luck, right? All you can do is manage it. So there are a couple things I say. One is, for instance, if you're the underdog in a game, what you want to do is create variance. You want to create situations that the stronger team is unfamiliar with or uncomfortable with. So if you're a football team, for instance, you would play trick plays or what have you. And so that you would still be the underdog, you're still the weaker player, but that dilutes the strength of the greater player. I also talk about in luck is that now with technology, we're able to understand causality more effectively through certain technological processes like A/B testing and so forth. So technology is enabling us to understand the contribution of skill a little bit more effectively, and some of those tools are now coming to bear.
What does the reversion to the mean mean, Michael?
So technically, reversion to mean says events that are far from the average, the expected value, the next outcome is something closer to the average, is effectively what that means. And so whenever you see something that's really, really good or really, really bad, say, for example, a baseball player's batting average, you should expect that his batting average will come back to something closer to his average over time. And so the point is to not be too excited about these extremes and try to understand them in a broader context. And by the way, I talk about a number of illusions that come up with reversion to the mean. It's a very important idea. It's very hard to understand it, but super important to understand in terms of understanding future or predicting future performance.
And then the final topic I want you to get into is the art of good guesswork. What does that mean?
So the idea here, Pat, is just when we just ran through this whole series of ideas and frameworks. And, the fact is the future is still uncertain. We don't know really what's going to happen. But the question is, if we have a better understanding or grasp of the relative contributions of skill and luck, can that help us make predictions more effectively? And so I call it the art of good guesswork, which is, hey, can we make concrete steps in being able to think about and anticipate the future better than if we weren't using these tools? And so that's really try to be very specific about. I give, and in this case, list 10 specific ideas that you can try to weave into your day-to-day thinking in order to improve your guesswork.
Michael, we've got about a minute left. Just do a summary for us. What do you want people to take away from our discussion and from reading your book?
So really, there are three things. One is I want people to not only acknowledge the role of luck, but to understand that or relate to the fact that it's very difficult for our minds to get wrapped around this. So it's not just a phenomenon that's out there. It's something that's actually psychologically very challenging. So that's the first point. The second thing is, and I got to say, there have been some wonderful books written about this topic, about luck, before. But what I found lacking was the specific tools to roll up our sleeves and actually be able to figure out where things lie in that continuum, for instance. So I wanted to give some kind of nuts and bolts, including, for example, what makes for a useful statistic, some nuts and bolts techniques that for those people who are motivated, they can kind of delve in and actually do this. And then the final thing is, hey, if you understand all this and it makes sense to you, what can you do tomorrow to improve, to work on your skills specifically, to be thoughtful about managing your luck, whether you're, again, an executive at a company, you're the coach of a team, or if you're a young athlete trying to improve. And then finally, all this together, how does it help us think about the future more effectively?
Michael Mobison has been our guest. We got more after this on the Pat Williams Weekend Hour, News Talk WDBO in Orlando.